Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to be speaking about making choices in life. Every day, we have to make choices. We make choices about the things that we're going to do to fill our day. We make choices about the people with whom we're going to spend our time during the day. We make choices in terms of the food we're going to eat during the day. We make choices in terms of the things that we're going to say to other people. There's so many choices that we make during our day. And based on those choices, we can either live happy, fulfilled lives, or we can live miserable lives. So these are some of the choices that I would like you to consider as you move forward in your own life. First of all, how are you spending your time? Are you doing those things that really matter to you? Are you trying to fill your time helping people with all their stuff so that you never have time to do your own stuff? Because this is the thing. You only have so many hours in the day, and you need to make choices on how you spend it. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't help people who need help, but what I am saying is to make sure you fit in your own stuff that you need to get done as well. Second, who are these people that you're choosing to hang around? Are these people who are doing productive things with their lives? Are they happy people? Are they doing things that match your values? Or do you find them always talking about stuff that makes you feel uncomfortable or interacting with you in ways that maybe don't feel so comfortable for you? It's very important to find people to be with that share your values and who you feel comfortable with. People who maybe have similar educational background to you, people who maybe share your philosophy of life, people who you can count on, as long as you're able to be counted on, and people who you find interesting and fun to be with. Next, what are you eating? Are you eating a bunch of junk? Man, sometimes I find myself eating so much crap I can't even understand how I'm doing it. And then I start realizing that I'm craving vegetables or green drinks or something. Because our bodies need to have good nutrients for us to be able to think clearly in order to have the energy we need to do those things that we need and want to do during our day. So choose healthier foods. Stay away from a lot of the junk. And you know the difference between those two things. I don't need to go into that. Use your common sense and drink plenty of refreshing water to detoxify yourself. And stay away from all that crap soda, crap energy drinks, and crap juices with a bunch of high fructose corn syrup in them and a ton of empty calories. Other choices. Are you doing work that fulfills you in a company whose values you share? I know that jobs are really hard to come by because my youngest sister has been looking for a new job for a while now, and there's not a whole lot out there, and she's very good at what she does. And I have my godson who's also been looking for a different opportunity. He would like to move out to California. And he has a recruiter interested in him. So hopefully they'll find something for him soon. But it is the way of the world these days that there just aren't as many jobs as there used to be. And yet, there is something called make your own job opportunity. With the internet, it's possible. Next, are you spending time doing things that energize your body. I'm talking about what a lot of people call exercise, but I call activity in terms of moving your body around. Yoga and Pilates are two of my favorite things to do to get my body in shape. For other people, it's walking, running, and out here in California, you know, people love to do water sports or play volleyball on the beach and stuff like that, bike along the trails along the beach. There's lots of things that they can do. What are you doing to make sure that your body is able to be lubricated and energized, happy and healthy? Sleep. Are you staying up until all hours of the night watching TV or playing with your devices and not getting enough sleep? I have found recently that I need about 6 hours of sleep, and then I wake up. Doesn't matter how early I go to bed, it works the same way all the time. But most people are supposed to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, because no one wants to be around a crabby person who's irritable and difficult to be with. And plus, it doesn't feel so good, does it? And then if you have children, do spend time with them doing the things they enjoy doing. They're not there to entertain you, not really. You're supposed to be there to take care of them and to entertain them. And you can have a really good time. I know when my godkid was young, man, the ex used to take them to all sorts of interesting, fun places. And I still hear about it to this day, and he's 29 years old. So there you go. You can make some lasting, wonderful memories and create a wonderful relationship, because I know I got a wonderful relationship with my godson. It's because of those times that we spent together. For you and your kids, a little bit more tricky because you have to live with them, but you get the point. Well, I guess that's about what I want to cover. Oh, one more area. Two more areas. Education. Are you doing things that are educational and expanding your mind? This is like so important, because if you're not growing, you're dying. So you may as well use your mind and delve into those areas that you find interesting to study. And you don't have to do it for a degree or anything. You just do it for the fun of it. And spirituality. I got back to going to temple about 2.5 years ago. I found a really beautiful place, and I really love the cantor's voice, and I like the way that he and the rabbi interact and the people there, and it's been really great. And I'm not a real religious person by any sense of the imagination, but something to do with the tradition and having connection to my past and listening to the Hebrew prayers from my childhood and the really beautiful songs. It all is very touching to me, and it lifts my spirits for sure. Never mind what the deeper meanings are of the traditions. There is a reason why they exist. What are you doing to help yourself with your spiritual growth and development? Now, I can close up, and thank you for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N-S-Nancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.